Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Bert Folsom, Dr. Burton W. Folsom, Jr., the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, also the co-author, along with Anita Folsom, FDR Goes to War. That's their brand spanking new book. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bert's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, professor of history at Hillsdale College. Bert, we were talking in the previous segment about really what were the origins, what was the headwater of the financial crisis that we've had. The things that we talked about, those historical things, weren't the whole story. There were other things that happened as those housing products, which are in the form of mortgages, grew to a ridiculous number. Clearly, when we're securitizing mortgages in America, clearly you got more mortgage product, then that means more mortgage securities, right? And
right.
And it just got out of hand, and I won't try to go into all the details, but that created this bubble. It wasn't just a real estate bubble. It was a real estate securities bubble that collapsed ultimately in September of 2008. And President Obama wasn't even in the White House then. So that whole mess that was created by 30 years of bad policy and a lot of digital greed on Wall Street and other issues, some Main Street culpability too, President Obama inherited that. Isn't he justified in saying that and making that a big deal?
Well, this is what President Obama is trying to do, say, my gosh, I inherited this mess. But the truth is that President Obama supported the Community Reinvestment Act.
Mm-hmm.
And President Obama, for example, one of the errors that President Bush committed was that he supported a stimulus package. It was only about $150 billion, but then Obama initiated a larger stimulus package. Mm-hmm. Unemployment under President Bush began going up when his stimulus package came into being. And, of course, President Obama's unemployment went up more when President Obama's stimulus package was passed.
So the bottom line is not so much who's to blame, but the fact that stimulus packages don't work.
They don't work.
We know that. I mean, we've proven that over and over, haven't we?
Well, that was part of on my research on the Great Depression with New Deal or Raw Deal, and FDR Goes to War, Anita, my co-author and I, we could see clearly, you would watch all that huge federal spending and then in the 1930s, and you would watch unemployment go up. And that's why when Roosevelt's Secretary of Treasury, Henry Morgenthau, said, we have tried spending, we have spent more than we have ever spent before, and it does not work.
Yeah.
He uttered a profound thought in 1939 after mm-hmm. two terms of Roosevelt when he said that, and we just didn't learn the lesson.
Well, that's because politicians have their drug of choice is to spend our money to get our favor.
That's the key point, and I'm glad you made that, is that a politician, if it doesn't work, that's bad for the economy, but if that targeted spending attracts key voting groups who receive the spending to the politician's political camp, then the spending did work in a sense for the politician.
Right. And this kind of thinking, folks, is why you hear me refer to them as the political class, not Republican or Democrat, but the political class, who's in many ways, sadly, lamentably, their objectives are not our objectives, not Main Street's objectives. Bert?
Absolutely, Jim. You know, I put that those thoughts that we're having here were on a blog I did at BertFolsom.com, mm-hmm. and I want to give you credit for getting me to do that blog. I didn't. You were the one who just insisted that I start doing a blog.
Yeah.
You were the one, in fact, you were the one who said nobody's taken BurtFolsom.com. You know,
yep.
It's out there. If you want, I mean, you went up and checked that.
I even told you if you didn't get it, I was going to go get it for myself. And then you were going to have to pay me $2,000 to buy it back from me.
Have to pay you for it.
That's right.
Thank you, Jim.
You're not the only person I've extorted into doing something like that, Bert. but back to the point here though, Bert, is how much is Obama is justified, even though he did vote for certain things, he is justified. I mean, I took over a department at Sears decades ago when I graduated from college. I was a division manager, and I took over a badly run department, and the store manager let me say for a long time, things aren't great here, but it's because I had that old bad stuff that I had to get rid of. Well, after about a year, I said, Jim, it's time for you to start taking responsibility. You can't say this anymore. You can't say what I inherited. You got to stop saying that. And so at some point in time, a president has to stop saying that, don't they?
Yes, they do. And the Americans know that, too. Almost nobody will accept the argument, it was my predecessor's fault, after 4 years if the economy is still awful. The only president in U.S. history I know of who got away with that is Franklin Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that is who Obama is. Roosevelt was blaming Hoover in 1936.
They're still blaming Hoover.
Right.
They still blame Hoover. Hoover's name still comes up. And you know what? My mother still blames Hoover. My 88-year-old mother still blames Hoover. Hold on to that thought, Bert. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back.
We cross the Mersey. Cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.